Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starr.
Satsas, that's right. I love this American.
Hello, everybody. This is Todd Starnes, your voice of truth and hope across this great nation we call America. Welcome, folks. I think people are still coming to terms with what happened on election night, and we are working through all of this together. And one of the big challenges, I think, for a lot of people is that you stayed up into the wee hours of the morning. And why did we all do that? Because we all knew what happened back in 2020. Everybody went to bed and President Trump was easily winning re-election. We woke up and we saw the news that somehow 14, 15 million votes suddenly appeared in the dark of night while so many of the people in this vast, beautiful audience were sleeping soundly because of their MyPillows. While you were snuggling your wonderful queen-size MyPillow, the Democrats were stealing the election. And so this go-around, most of the conservatives I know, many of the people in this beautiful big audience of ours, you were staying up, you were watching every single vote being counted, and you were there in the event they tried to pull a fast one, which they did not, because we, the people, turned out in massive numbers. Now, I need to give credit where credit is due, and there are two groups of voters that we need to be saluting today. Number one, Generation Z. Generation Z voters, all of you young people in America, you woke up, and you are tired of being put upon by this woke mob out there, and you went out there and you voted. The number's just insane. A good friend of the program, she lives over in Germantown, Tennessee. Kristen Hicks is her name. Her daughter goes to Auburn University. I know that's troubling as a Tennessee fan, but whatever. You got to get educated somewhere. Anyway, I don't want to get sidetracked here. Anyway, she's at Auburn University, and if you've been to Auburn, you know the downtown, they've got Toomer's Corner, and they throw toilet paper, they roll the tree. You know the story. You've seen ESPN, you've seen the videos. Anyway, the night that Trump won re-election, there were just hundreds of students came out, and they started cheering and celebrating and singing the national anthem. And we saw this play out in other places all over the country, where young people were coming out and they voted for Donald Trump, and they're not ashamed that they voted for Donald Trump. They're proud of their vote for Donald Trump, and they're shouting it from the rooftops. And I say, good for you, go Gen Z. But there's also another group of people that deserve credit as well, and that is Generation X, Gen Xers, my generation, my people. We rose up in a mighty force, and we set this country back on the right track. So well done, Gen Z. Well done, Gen Xers out there. You deserve a good, hearty pat on the back. All right, I want to give out our telephone number. We're going to open up the phone lines. I know many of you are still, all that to say, we stayed up late. And the country's still in a little bit of a fog, right? I think it's people are tired, they're exhausted, they're exhilarated. And I suspect over the coming days, there are going to be these outbursts of excitement and celebration all across Trump world. And when I say all across Trump world, I mean the world. Over in Israel, they're chanting President Trump's name. In Poland, in the legislature, they're actually chanting and celebrating President Trump's name. This is a great day for the world. Now, all of a sudden, Hamas wants to end the war. You think that's a coincidence? Iran's getting really nervous right now, and they should be. And that's exactly how every one of our enemies should be right now. They should be terrified. terrified. Now, look, I want to talk about something here. And again, we're in celebration mode, and I know a lot of you were not able to get in on yesterday's show, and you'll be able to call in 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926, and we're going to get to your calls. But we've got to have a little conversation about something that happened last night on Laura Ingraham's show on Fox News. Now, look, we have a longstanding problem in the Republican world. And I don't want to dwell on this because even though it's a problem, we're here to really celebrate today. But this is something that caught my attention last night. So House Speaker Mike Johnson was on the program, and they were talking about whether or not Trump was really going to deport all of the illegals. And in the course of the conversation, Speaker Mike Johnson said that he was all in favor of comprehensive immigration reform. That was the phrase he used, comprehensive immigration reform. And God love Laura Ingraham, because she said she just slammed on the brakes. Whoa, Nelly, hold it, hold everything. She said, what do you mean by that? Because that sounds a lot like amnesty. And Johnson backtracked. No. That's not what we're talking about. We're just talking about comprehensive immigration reform. Yeah, I don't know about that. It gives me pause for concern, because we have been down this path before, have we not, ladies and gentlemen? Now, I want to set the record straight here. I believe that we are to be a peaceful people. I believe that we are to be loving to people. I mean, if you're driving along and you see a Democrat and their battery-powered car broke down on the side of the road, you want to stop and lend them a helping hand or give them a six-pack of, I don't know, AA batteries. You want to do what you can do to help your neighbor, right? I've got no bones about that. I love everybody. All that to say, we've got a rule with an iron fist, ladies and gentlemen. The American people, you, the vast audience of the Todd Stearns radio program, you just gave Donald J. Trump and the Republicans a mandate. Now, I know we're still counting votes in the House of Representatives, and we're going to get to that's going to turn out okay with us. I do believe we're going to maintain control of the House of Representatives, thanks in no small part to Donald Trump and not Mike Johnson. And the reason why is because Johnson has been spending his time in office working more so with the moderates and the Democrats than advancing the conservative agenda. So there's some concern here. And you know how it goes with these Republicans. They all like to go to those high-end cocktail parties. They want to go down to Charlie Palmer's and eat the steak with the Democrats and the lobbyists, and they don't want to upset their financial apple cart or their social standing in Georgetown. So we're going to have to maybe gently nudge the Republicans and remind them of why we sent them to Washington, D.C. So my question is very simple to you, ladies and gentlemen. Do you believe that we should be compromising with the Democrats? Do you believe that we should maybe back off of some of the immigration talk? Because those conversations are coming, and they're going to happen very, very fast. And a lot of this will also determine on the leadership, Senate leadership within the Republicans. Who is that going to be? If it's going to be somebody like a Rick Scott, we're okay. But John Thune, I don't think immigration reform is going to happen. So my question to you is this: should Republicans compromise? The Democrats wouldn't. As a matter of fact, if the Democrats went to Capitol Hill and they won the popular vote, they won the Electoral College, they would demand that Republicans honor and respect their agenda, because that is the will of the people. So the question now is, what are Democrats going to do? Will they turn around and now respect the Republicans? No, of course not. Why would they do that? They're Democrats. They will try to thwart every single Republican plan, every single one of them. Now, I want to be very clear about something. I'm expecting my president to deliver on his campaign promises, and I have no doubt that he will. And I also expect the Republicans in Congress to follow through. And what does that mean? It's very simple. The president of these great United States, soon to be Donald J. Trump, promised that on day one, we would start rounding up the illegals. And that's exactly what I want to see. I want to see the gulags in Washington, D.C. opened up, let the J6 prisoners out, pardon those folks, and you can use that as temporary housing until we're able to book flights to send these people back to wherever they came from. That's what needs to happen on Inauguration Day. As a matter of fact, I appreciate a good parade as much as anybody else, but what I want to see is a parade of U-Hauls heading south back to the border. That's what I want to see. Todd, you're just a very harsh man. Where's your compassion? Where's your love of mankind? I love mankind. I just want to love them on their side of the border. We got a lot of stuff going on down here, folks, in this country. We've got a lot of people that we've got to take care of. And that starts with booting all of the illegals out of this country. And by the way, they say it's 11 million. I would multiply that by two, maybe three. And maybe then we're getting close to the actual number of illegals. You want to know why the country's in an economic tailspin? A lot of it is because of that. Many small towns and communities, they just can't afford this anymore. And that's what drove people to vote on Election Day. Look, folks, this was not so much a massive Republican victory as it was a populist victory. You've got people who've never voted for Republicans in their lives, but they see what the Democrat Party has done, and they see that the Democrat Party has completely abandoned them, and the Democrat Party has become the party of the high-dollar donors. Here's a little nugget for you. It turns out that more billionaires donated money to Kamala Harris than they did Donald J. Trump. As a matter of fact, Kamala Harris outspent the Republicans, $1 billion is what her campaign raised, and now she's $20 million in debt. Thank goodness she lost. Would you want somebody like that handling our economy? That's why she couldn't answer any questions about the economy. She can't even balance her own campaign's checkbook. All right, we got a lot to talk about, a lot to go through. We're going to open up the phone lines as well, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, listen up. All of our listeners in Memphis, Tennessee, in Shelby County, in West Tennessee, this afternoon, I'm going to be signing copies of my book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. It's going to be a lot of fun at the Germantown Pharmacy. So you can come by, you can get some drugs, and you can buy my book. It's a perfect combo. It's Germantown Pharmacy's big Christmas open house, and it is a wonderful place. Folks, it's not just a drugstore. You can go in there and just have a lot of fun and wander around and buy some incredible gifts. You want stocking stuffers? They've got it all. And what better? Oh, they have Christmas pajamas, too. We're going to have to get, we'll have to get Ben Dieter some pajamas. And you'll be able to get a copy of my book, which makes a terrific stocking stuffer. It's at 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. That's Germantown Pharmacy on Poplar, next to the Saddle Creek shopping district. So you guys know where that is. All right, hang tight, everybody. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Exercise and a healthy diet can help, but that can be hard, especially as we start to get older. It's like the choice between taking the stairs or waiting for the elevator. Sometimes the easier option can be tempting. But just like choosing to take the stairs, you can choose to get a variety of 31 whole fruit and vegetable ingredients. Balance of Nature supplements are formulated from the best ingredients available, and it's as easy as taking 3 fruits and 3 veggies capsules every day. It's a small commitment, but it can help you feel your best. Start your journey with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
Folks, hang on tight because we're heading into one of the most critical elections this nation's ever seen. And let's be honest, there's no guarantee it's going to go your way. We've already seen how far the radical left will go to push their agenda. If Kamala Harris takes the White House, you can expect more government control, higher taxes, and a full-blown assault on your freedoms. The stakes could not be higher, and you need to make it a priority to shield yourself. Gold is already up 21% this year and still climbing. This is your golden opportunity to fortify your savings. Text GOLDEN to 24999 to my friends at Priority Gold. With over two decades of experience and thousands of five-star reviews, we'll send you a free gold investor guide. Priority Gold makes it easy to diversify into physical gold, silver, and platinum, but you gotta act fast. Text GOLDEN to 24999 for your free guide. Keep your retirement golden. Text GOLDEN to 24999 now. All right. By the way, what happened in North Carolina, for goodness sakes? Donald Trump cleaned house in the Tar Heel State, but Republicans got destroyed in the state races. Governor Robinson got beat by 14 points. That was a blowout. Lieutenant governor, attorney general, everybody going Democrat there. And yet the state went Republican. Curious to hear from some of our North Carolina listeners for some introspection there. 901-260-5926 is our number. Again, 901-260-5926. Let's go to Amy in Eads, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Amy. What say you?
Hey, Todd. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
I'm just so excited about Trump winning. And to answer your question, we can never let down. We can never negotiate with the Democrats. They don't do it. We can't do it. And we owe it to Trump to fight like hell and fight like he has to save this country. And don't think he won't be working between now and January 20th to sharpen his arsenal, get everything organized. He's working every day to get things rolling. I know he will. And we owe it to him to fight, because it's now or never, and that's all I have to say about it.
So Amy, when you hear from the Republicans who are like, well, we really have got to compromise, we got to work, we've got to extend our hand across the aisle, what do you tell those Republicans?
No, we don't, and they don't do it, and neither should we. We should not give an inch, because you know what happens if you give an inch? Their idea of compromise, the left's idea of compromise, and some of the Republicans do, is everybody just shut up and do what I say. Well, that's not a compromise. That's just shutting people up, and we've seen how that works. So no, to hell with it all. It's, you know, we tried it, doesn't work. The Republicans need to grow a set and suck it up and just do what Trump does and say, no, I don't care if we have a steak dinner somewhere, I don't care if we lose our, you know, our clout in Georgetown or our rich steak dinners. Look at all the American people. You were elected to represent us. Do your damn job.
Amy, look, it's a great point and a great message, and I know a lot of people in D.C. listen to this program, and they're going to hear that. And one of the challenges, and we don't really take this into consideration, but we have to, is that when the candidate moves to Washington, Amy, so does the spouse. And a lot of times those spouses are moving to an area, you know, they want to be a part of the social circle, the social fabric of the community. And that's when the candidate becomes influenced. It's not necessarily by the lobbyist, which, trust me, they got a lot. They have a lot of influence. But it's really about the spouse wanting the husband to fill in or fit in, or the wife to fit in.
Well, they need to get another circle. And look at Trump. He's ousted from everything. And you know, he's done it for the – have some character, have some principle, have some integrity.
That's it.
The thing I love about Trump is he cannot be bought or sold. Nobody can influence him. He's not impressed by steak dinners and circles of influence in Georgetown, Washington, or whatever. I think it's a bunch of bogus BS, and it all needs to be leveled, and all that money floating around. And I mean, there's no industry in Washington, D.C. So, yeah, we need to get rid of all that.
Amy, I like the way you think, and we need – and look, that kind of thinking is what just gave the Republicans the majorities and hopefully we know the White House, but both branches of Congress. Amy, thank you for that. Let's bring in Anna from Gainesville, Georgia. Hi, Anna. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. I'm with Amy. You know, it's time to grow a pair and get out there, and I'm done with this. I voted for Trump before anyway, but I love Trump. So, you know, but I know he's going to do what he says. But those fools up there in Washington just about killed us in the last 3.5 years. And, you know, they need to get those people out of there, because it's done. We're done with you. And as far as the Speaker of the House is concerned, if he's, that's the way he's going to start playing, he needs to go too. Get him out of there. Put Chip Roy in there. Chip Roy will do what he's supposed to do. You know, this is a country of conservatives. I mean, if this last election does not prove it to everybody, I know we have the various and sundry idiots out there, but, you know, they don't even live in the real world. We live in this real world. I'm 73 years old, and I've seen a lot of cans kicking down the road, and I have had enough of this, and so have a lot of other people. I don't think for one second that any person who voted for Trump doesn't realize what he'll do. As far as the southern border, the northern border, any borders in the
yep.
United States, they need to be sealed. And if the people, you know, I think
Anna, they got to be sealed. And let me stop you here because I know where you're going and we got to take a break. But I'm with you 1,000%. And all you people out there, where's your heart, Todd? Where's your heart? My heart's with the people who want to come here legally. That's who my heart's with. All right, hang tight, everybody. By the way, RNC co-chair Michael Whatley coming up next. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room?
My pronouns are Z's and Z's.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.work and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.work.
A large retail store just canceled a huge order, leaving MyPillow with a ton of extra MyPillows. But you know what? That's their loss and your gain. For the first time ever, you can get a standard classic MyPillow for wholesale prices, only $14.88. But it gets better. For a limited time, they're offering their entire classic collection at wholesale prices. Get queen-size MyPillows for just $18.88. Upgrade to a king for only a buck more. Get the body pillows for $29.88 and multi-use MyPillows for only $9.98. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STARNS or call 800-839-8506 and take advantage of wholesale pricing for the first time ever. On top of that, receive free shipping on orders over $75. There have never been offered this low before. There are limited quantities. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS to get the standard MyPillow for only $14.88, the lowest price ever. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Yes, we are laughing at these people. Yes, welcome back, everybody. That was one of the thousands of leftists that are, I guess, dealing with the aftermath of coming down with Trump derangement syndrome. Unbelievable. And we have some crazy stories about what's happening on our university campuses. I may need to make that one my ringtone. So, look, we said yesterday that one of the groups that deserves the most credit for what happened on Election Day is the RNC and the work they did to make sure our votes were protected, to make sure that nobody could come in and do shenanigans. It was remarkable. Michael Whatley is RNC chairman and joins us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. And Michael, you and Laura Trump, you guys are quite frankly heroes of the Republican Party. Thank you for what you did.
Well, thank you. You know, I think, and to thank every single person on this, you know, in your audience and around the country that signed up and went through training and helped us on our election integrity team. We had 230,000 volunteers. We had 6,500 attorneys, and it was, you know, the largest ever election integrity mobilization in the history of politics.
Michael,
and I think, yes, sir.
Michael, tell us where you were, what you were doing on election night, and when word came down that we were winners.
So I had spent all day in our election integrity war room at headquarters, as well as the TV studio. And really just trying to tell everybody to go out and vote and make sure that we were dealing with all of our issues. And so I was fortunate to be with the president over at the victory celebration when we got the word. And just a tremendous honor to be there as he, you know, was able to hear that news with his friends and his family and the people that really, you know, helped get this campaign through the last several years. Just, you know, it was joyful. I think it was just, you know, a real sense of accomplishment, but I think more a sense of opportunity, you know, because the goal is not to win an election. The goal is to change the country and change the world. And we now, coming through this election, have that opportunity to change the world, you know, and you look at the various, you know, communities across this country that needed Donald Trump to win. You know, you talk about the Hispanic community, the Black community, you talk about urban communities, you know, you talk about, you know, single mothers, you talk about anybody who is having a hard time getting from one end of the month to the other because grocery prices and gasoline prices and housing prices are up 25 to 50%. You know, you talk about Israel. You talk about the faith community around the world. They needed this election outcome. They needed to have a president who is going to stand with them. And that is really a very satisfying place to be when you see an election result like this. It's not that we take a victory lap. It's that, okay, sure, this gives us an opportunity. We have got to go take advantage of that opportunity
you
to
see,
change the world.
I love this. I love what you just said, Michael, because you're right. It's not about being one and done. This is the start of something much, much bigger. And I want to circle back to what you were talking about, the Hispanic vote especially. And I'm wondering, these were massive gains made. I was reading a piece this morning out of California, and people over there in California are scratching their heads because it looks like Trump even improved his numbers among Hispanic voters there. What was the secret sauce there?
The fact that he talked to them about the issues that they care about. That when the Hispanic communities talked to him, and when we looked at the issues that they cared about, it's inflation and illegal immigration. It is about their communities being safe, and it's about them being able to, you know, have communities where they can live and thrive and allow their families the opportunity to do better. And it's not really a specific, you know, pander like we saw from Kamala Harris and her campaign, you know, towards various different communities. It's listening to them and it's meeting them where they are. You know, and the neatest thing about what Donald Trump was able to do through this course of this election was talk directly to the voters on every platform at every level. You know, this is a guy 9 years ago. He came down the escalator. He said he was going to save America. He's going to make America great again by securing our southern border, restoring our economy, and ensuring that we're strong enough to protect our interests in the world. That was our closing argument. 9 years later, that was our closing argument. And, you know, Kamala Harris's closing argument was Trump is a very, very evil person. And you guys are all very terrible, evil people, too. Please vote for me. And I'm not surprised that the American people said, no, thank you. We're going to be with somebody who's going to fight for us every day.
It's not a done deal yet. We're still watching votes being counted in a number of House races and also the Arizona Senate race. What can you tell us? Any updates on how those votes are going?
Yeah, they're going well. I was actually just on the phone with my Arizona, Nevada, and Pennsylvania teams less than an hour ago getting an update, and we certainly hope that we're going to have Arizona and Nevada called for the president here today or tonight. Frankly, I think they could have called all three of them for these races earlier, but they're going to, out of an abundance of caution, wait and see what's happening. You know, right now we just have one county in Pennsylvania that we're waiting to get the votes in, and it's a heavily Republican county. So we will see that, and then you'll have provisionals. And, you know, there's always a lot of sausage that's made when it comes to counting the elections. We feel cautiously optimistic that we're going to hold on to the House with a very narrow margin. And we're really excited what we're seeing in the Senate right now nationally. With the Arizona and Nevada races, both are still outstanding. So I've got lawyers and a lot of people on the ground watching those votes get counted and making sure that the process is followed the way that it needs to be followed out there. At the end of the day, we're going to be able to say we have a Republican House, a Republican Senate, Donald J. Trump as our president. And that really does give us an opportunity to do a lot of good for a lot of people.
So I know that you guys are still in celebratory mode. How much off time, downtime do you have before you start looking ahead to, what's coming in 2 years?
At 5 o'clock this morning, I pulled up the Senate map for 2026.
Wow.
And started making some notes and working on it. And at 8 o'clock this morning, I had my first phone call with the transition team. And the inaugural teams to make sure that we are up and running, getting ready for January 20th. And we're not going to take any time off. I had yesterday 8 different TV interviews and a lot of phone calls. So, there's really no rest for the weary here. I know the president has hit the ground running and been hearing from world leaders talking to a number of folks around the country. We're eagerly watching to kind of make sure that the counting gets done and that the House is going to stay in Republican hands. So we have been working tirelessly with our teams out in California and Arizona and other states to make sure that comes in. So we'll get our celebration on January 20th.
And it's going to be a great one as well. Michael, again, congratulations. I know we're going to have you back on many times as we go through this process and then look ahead to the midterms. But congratulations. It's well-deserved, and have a lot of fun out there.
Excellent, Todd. Thank you so much. And before I let you go, I want to thank you, and more importantly, I want to thank your listeners. That we could not have won this election without them. When we think about the prayers that came in to President Trump, particularly after he was shot. We think about all of the support that we have heard, the thousands upon thousands of people that knocked on doors and made phone calls, joined our election integrity team, and had those 5-minute conversation with undecided voters. That we cannot do this by ourselves, and we need your listeners. We needed your listeners. And I just want to thank every single one of them for all they did to help us win this election.
Well, we've got your back, Michael. Whatever you guys need, you just holler, let us know, and we'll take care of it.
Excellent. Thank you, Todd.
All right. Michael Whatley, ladies and gentlemen, chairman of the RNC, and the job they did, and they didn't have a lot of time, folks, but they got more than 500 attorneys in every single battleground state. They had several hundred thousand poll watchers, and that's what it's going to take. It's going to take taking a vacation day, going out there, standing, watching, being alert. They weren't able to steal it this go around, folks. And when you look at the numbers from the presidential races from 2012 all the way to 2024, they're all pretty much the same numbers, except for the massive 14 million voter spike that happened in 2020. And nobody can find those people. Nobody. It does make you wonder. All right, 901-260-5926. You just heard from Michael Whatley, chairman of the Republican National Committee. I want to play some audio. This is what it sounded like at Toomer's corner in Auburn, Alabama, University of Auburn University. Let's take a listen. Election night. Those are college kids, everybody. College kids out there. They love their country, and they're out there showing their love for President Trump. Well, Kristen Hicks sent me that bit of video, and she is on the line right now from Tennessee. Kristen, what a remarkable sight. I understand your daughter was there, was a part of the crowd?
Hey, Todd, she sure was. She was watching the coverage like most Americans that night, and when it was announced that Trump won Pennsylvania, what she described to me was that she could hear the roar of, you know, hundreds of people in her apartment complex. And the next thing she knew, they were all sort of funneling out and heading toward Toomer's, which isn't a very far walk from where she lives. It was very impromptu. It wasn't planned, but they were just completely, you know, excited and thrilled at the fact that they knew at that moment that President Trump had won. So she described it as just a core memory in her life. And War Eagle, Todd.
It's just remarkable. And Kristen, I know you're very active in local Republican politics. And what was that experience like for you, seeing President Trump elected to office and Republicans retaking the Senate?
Well, it was thrilling, Todd. Like most of us, I was anticipating a win. I know the polls were showing that they were neck and neck the whole time. I personally don't believe in polls. I didn't think it was accurate at all. I didn't anticipate that we would take the Senate, the White House, and very likely the House as well. But it was just one of the best nights of my life, to be honest with you, Todd. So it was great.
It's just an amazing thing that's happened. I know a lot of people are still tired. It's going to take a couple of days. You know, I'm not used to staying up till 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. But once we catch up on the sleep, I think the excitement's going to just be insane. And Inauguration Day, Kristen, I have to imagine that is going to be a wild celebration in Washington, D.C.
It is. I would love to be there, Todd. I hope that you're going to be there. A lot can happen between now and then, Todd, so we need to stay vigilant. This is one of the lessons for us, I think, from 2020. We need to stay vigilant between now and then. I heard Michael Whatley on. We love that those lawyers are there. They're watching everything. They're filing lawsuits as they need to. We need people that are coming in, hopefully today, are legitimate and that the ballots have been counted properly and that there's no more cheating. So
absolutely.
It's going to be a great celebration. And my hope is that on January 20th, we have remarkable progress. We get those hostages released in Gaza. We get the J6 prisoners out of prison. I think we're going to see immediate results.
All right, Kristen, great stuff, and thank you for sharing that video. What a great story, folks, and I suspect that those kinds of celebrations were happening all over the country, and it should do our hearts good knowing that Generation Z is a patriotic generation, and these kids are out there, they love America, they know their pronouns, and they're willing to stand up and fight for our great country. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Again, we've got 3 hours of broadcast excellence coming up, ladies and gentlemen, 901-260-5926, and a reminder to all of our listeners in Shelby County and in West Tennessee, I'm going to be signing copies of our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock tonight at the Germantown Pharmacy. It's their big Christmas open house. If you haven't been to this pharmacy, it's kind of like a gift shop pharmacy, so you can buy nice little knickknacks and then get drugs. It's really the perfect opportunity. So head on over. It's over by Saddle Creek. You folks in the Memphis area know where that is. I'd love for you to come by and get a copy of my fun new book. Again, it's called Our Daily Biscuit Devotions with a Drawl, 5 to 7 at Germantown Pharmacy. All right, hang tight. We'll be right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Oh, I love it. I'm 83 years old, and it has helped me.
Everything was okay. I feel better. I just turned 90, so I'm doing real good.
I'm doing great. You know, some guys tell me, oh, that's psychological, man. I said, let me tell you something. I don't care what it is. It's working.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
All right, coming up, we're going to be talking to Bianca De La Garza from Newsmax TV. Also, Dalton Glasscock drops by. They've got a toilet problem in Wichita. It's a funny one, too. So hang tight. Let's go to the phone lines here, and let's go to New Bern, North Carolina. Preston wants to explain what happened to the down ballot races in North Carolina. Hi, Preston.
Hey, Todd.
All right, so what happened?
I was going to talk to you about the Mark Robinson campaign.
Yep, real quick, let's get to it.
Okay, well, you know, he made that statement about the abortion situation, and most people just can't stomach that kind of situation, and he really hurt himself bad. Now, I voted for Mark Robinson, and I'm proud that I did because I believe like he does. However, most women do not believe like that, and that's just where he hurt himself so bad.
So you really think that the abortion issue really played that big of an impact in the down ballot races?
I do personally because of, I don't want to talk about equal rights and stuff like that, but him being a black man, he could have possibly, well, we went all Republican for Donald, okay? And then for him not to win the state, we've had a Democrat in there for 8 years.
Here's my take on it, Preston, because we're coming up on the top of the hour. I think Robinson ultimately hurt all of the down ballot races. And when you look, the only person that won in the top tier was Donald Trump. And I think Robinson's rhetoric hurt the party there. And there was really nothing that could be done. But we'll be taking more calls here, Preston. Sorry to cut it short. 901-260-5926. We've got Jerry, Murph, Randy, lots of others. Hang tight, guys. We're getting to your calls next. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
Oh, I love it. I'm 83 years old, and it has helped me.
Everything was okay. I feel better. I just turned 90, so I'm doing real good.
I'm doing great. You know, some guys tell me, oh, that's psychological, man. I said, let me tell you something. I don't care what it is. It's working.
Start your journey with Balance of Nature supplements. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and sign up as a new preferred customer. And for a limited time, get 35% off your first order with free shipping and our money-back guarantee. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code BALANCE.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us! American
Ride. Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. And hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, hour two of 3 hours of broadcast excellence. And we are so delighted that you have chosen to hang out with me. I am Todd Starnes, your host. Our telephone number, 901-260-5926. If you would like to give us a call today, that's 901-260-5926. Ladies and gentlemen, I do have some breaking news to share.
Breaking news now on the Todd Starn Show.
This coming from South Carolina. Officials there are now searching for as many as 40 monkeys that escaped from a bio research lab. I am not making this up. 40 monkeys on the loose. This is according to television station WJCL. They don't know where the monkeys are. It's Yemisi is the name of the town. Officials from Yemassee. Well, I like Yemassee better. All right, here we go. The Yemassee Police Department confirmed the monkeys have escaped from the Alpha Genesis Primate Biolab Research Center. Police are using thermal imaging cameras to help locate the animals. There you go. They say it could possibly pose a public health concern. So whatever you do, don't touch the monkeys. Don't give the monkeys, you know, bananas. No, don't do that. Isn't this how Planet of the Apes started? I just want to throw that out there. I'm having a really bad vibe here for humanity. So anyway, yes, the end of humanity started in, of all places, South Carolina. So watch out for the monkeys out there, people. All right. Can I share with you? I had a weird day yesterday, and it was just one of those days. You're tired. Just everything that went wrong yesterday could go wrong. And so I'm driving home, and I get a little text message on my phone from OnStar, and it said, oh, congratulations, happy five-year anniversary. You have now owned your Cadillac for 5 years. And, you know, that was the first car I had purchased in like 15 years because I'd been living in New York City, took the subway, and didn't want to pay all that money to just park a car. It costs $400 a month to park your car in New York City, and that's in the cheap side of town. So anyway, I thought, well, that's nice. And so as I was getting the text message, I was on Poplar Avenue in Germantown, Tennessee, where I live. And I was in the turn lane going onto Germantown Road when I got the text message. And right as you turn, there's a McDonald's. And I thought, you know what? I had a hankering for a Big Mac. And so I went through the drive-through and I placed my order for a Big Mac and a thing of fries and a Diet Coke, because that's what you always order when you get a Big Mac. And so as I'm pulling in to pay for my meal, my car breaks down. The five-year anniversary, and my car, it goes kaput. And all of a sudden the light comes on. If you have a Cadillac and you know what the problem is, I got a reduced engine alert. So they like reduced power, and so nothing would work. And I'm sitting there, and it's embarrassing because, you know, everybody's wanting to get their Big Macs too. And so I guess somehow I hit the parking brake and then hit the gas. And when I did, it broke the parking brake. So now I have multiple lights going off on my dashboard that looks like something out of the Starship Enterprise. By God's good grace, the car started back up. And, you know, it's not one of these where you can turn the ignition. And so you have to hit the button, and I'm pounding the button. And anyway, I got it up. And so I go, finally, I pull up, and fortunately, I don't live too far away, and I'm actually downhill from the McDonald's. So I thought if all else fails, I can just coast back home. So I get home. I'm a little frustrated. I'm worn out. Sit down, get the plate, put the Big Mac on the plate, and I take a big bite of that Big Mac, and all of a sudden I realized they forgot to put meat on the Big Mac. You know, because again, you're supposed to get two all beef patties, right? Well, I got the lettuce, the cheese, the pickles, onions on the sesame seed bun. I didn't get any meat in the Big Mac, and I didn't want to risk going back because I didn't want the car to conk out again. So I thought, what do I do? So, yeah, last night for supper, Todd Stearns, yours truly, enjoyed a vegetarian Big Mac, which was basically bread. It was terrible. Well, the special sauce was pretty good. And the pickles, onions were not too bad as well. So, anyway, there you go. That was my night. So, that was like 5:30, 6 o'clock. I went to bed, and I woke up at 7 o'clock this morning. That was my day yesterday. All that to say, hope you guys are doing well. I wanted to get that. I don't know why I shared that story. So now the Cadillac is back at the Cadillac dealership, and they're thinking there's a transmission problem. So as bad as yesterday is, I suspect my day's going to get a whole lot worse when I get the call from the dealership. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Let's start in Germantown, Tennessee. Murph, hanging out with us on KWAM. Murph, you know exactly where that McDonald's is.
Yes, sirree. Dr. Starnes, always a pleasure.
Murph, how do you forget to put hamburger in a Big Mac? That's like the main ingredient.
I know, and somebody was in a hurry. Got a question for you.
Yes, go ahead.
The citizens of San Francisco, California, returned the former Speaker of the House to the House of Representatives for the 20th term. That gives her 40 years in Congress. We are now $30 trillion in debt and climbing. Is she part of the problem, or is she part of the solution? The question, can the people of California, can they not read? Do they not know American history? I don't understand it.
You know,
second comment.
Yeah, go ahead, Murph.
Glad to see that we have Republican self-government in two major branches. The House is still up for grabs, but as a former government teacher, no one that I know of is in favor of one-party rule. We had that shot when G.W. Bush was in, and all we got out of it was Medicare Part D, which is helping to bankrupt the country. So, food for thought.
Well, and look what happened when we had one-party government in the first 2 years of the Trump administration, and they had the opportunity to get rid of Obamacare, and it was John McCain looking up at the C-SPAN cameras and voting thumbs down and hosing every Republican voter in the country on that.
Exactly, which will, again, lead to your children, our children, grandchildren in debt to the tune of $100,000 and climbing. So
that's it. Murph, what was your take? I mean, you are a longtime history government teacher. Were you surprised by the outcome on Election Day?
It's hard to fathom sometimes because you keep hearing this phrase, democracy, 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 democracy. We are not a democracy, never have been. So we have returned Republican self-government to the nation. But the one thing that was that was disturbing, or not disturbing, but up for question, is that people have this concept that one person can solve everybody's problem, and it's not going to happen. A president has no constitutional power to give somebody $25,000 to buy a house. A president has no constitutional power to forgive someone that's $100,000 in debt due to their education. First thing you ought to do is get rid of the Department of Education, which educates no one. Get rid of the Department of Energy. Just ask your listeners, has the Department of Energy ever helped you with your energy bill? And we could probably put a stare on the Department of Commerce and eliminate all three of those. But something's got to give on this national debt. It's going to be unsustainable.
Well, it is. And it's going to take a little bit of time to work all of that out. That's not something that's going to happen overnight. But I'm fairly confident that Trump is going to deliver on that. Also with Elon Musk and this special department that's being created, where we're going to be able to crack down on all of these government agencies and really start chunking off of the bureaucracy. We got to do that. And I'm pretty confident that Elon's going to be able to do that. Hey, Murph, got to run, my friend. It's great hearing from you. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Just want to remind all of our Memphis area listeners, KWAM listeners, we're going to be doing a big book signing tonight at the Christmas Open House at Germantown Pharmacy. I'll be signing copies of our Daily Biscuit from 5 o'clock until 7 o'clock tonight. That's over by Saddle Creek, and we'd love for you guys to join us. So, well, look, if you're in Salem, Oregon, you want to catch a flight, I don't know if you're going to make it in time, but we'll have a good time, and it's a lot of fun. Our good buddy Paul Shanklin felt really bad for the second dude. You know, we haven't heard much from him, and I know Tampon Tim went back home, and we haven't heard much from him. Anyway, Paul Shanklin wrote a little song in honor of Dougie the second dude.
Hello?
Dougie, open up.
Man, I hope I made it over in time.
Time for what?
Dougie, you're about to be in my shoes shortly.
Oh, Dougie boy, your wife is calling. Go to your den, but you can't run and hide. Kamala's lost, and all her dreams are dying. Tis you and I must listen to our brides. When she comes home, she'll not be soft or mellow. She'll break some furniture, a dish or two, and then she'll blame the closest folk around her. I'm here to say, oh, Dougie boy, that guy is you. Oh, Dougie boy, oh, Nanny boy, we both are screwed. I really feel for you. Listen, after that Chardonnay wears off, she's going to have the worst hangover you ever had. Good luck, man.
There's a big problem here on many of the university and college indoctrination centers across the fruited plain. So they're helping the children cope with the outcome of the presidential election. We understand that maybe hundreds, if not thousands, of kids have apparently come down with a raging case of TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. I want you to listen to some audio. This is actually an assistant director of fraternity and sorority life at the University of Oregon. And here's what he has to tell all of you conservatives out there. Cut six.
I'm done crying. My sadness is over. My anger has set in. I am a very petty person, and I am very proud of that. Love it about myself, actually. And so I say this in the most disrespectful way possible. I don't care if you are my family. I don't care if you're my friend. I don't care if we've been friends our entire lives. You can literally go f*** yourself if you voted for Donald Trump.
Oh, my.
If you are so sad about your groceries being expensive, get a better paying job. Do better in life. Get a education. Do something. Because you are stupid. And I hope you go jump off of a bridge.
Well, that wasn't very nice. Jeez, Lou. So look, this guy's not the only one. I mean, and we're talking about professors, university administrators. But the kids especially have been traumatized. Georgetown University is providing students with milk and cookies. I'm hoping those are vegan cookies. I truly do. That could cause other issues. The University of Oregon invited students to cope through spending quality time with goats and ducks and other barnyard animals. And a professor at Michigan State University actually called off classes to grieve over President Trump's victory. The professor said she was especially traumatized because she is a queer immigrant woman of color. Well, that could be KJP. An English professor at Central Washington University gave students a mental health day. So So look, here's the deal. If the outcome of a presidential election literally sends you into a psychological tailspin, maybe you should consider putting that degree on hold and instead seek out some sort of, I don't know, professional medical attention. But that's, I don't want to be unkind, but maybe, just maybe, that's the problem here. You've got to listen to this. A young woman trying to sing a song, and I guess she was coping, trying to deal with the election through therapy. Cut number three, please.
If you've lost faith in humanity, clap your hands. If you've lost faith in humanity, and this is your villain origin story, if you've lost faith in humanity, clap your hands.
That's my new ringtone. That's my new ringtone right there. It was a little pitchy, but man, that's pretty doggone funny. I'm just telling you. Oh, Jimmy Kimmel. Have you heard about Jimmy Kimmel? This is terrible. Little Jimmy Kimmel. He is distraught. Cut number two, please.
Let's be honest. It was a terrible night last night. It was a terrible night for women, for children, for the hundreds of thousands of hardworking immigrants who make this country go. For healthcare, for our climate, for science, for journalism, for justice, for free speech. It was a terrible night for poor people, for the middle class, for seniors who rely on Social Security, for our allies in Ukraine, for NATO, for the truth, and democracy and decency. And it was a terrible night for everyone who voted against him. And guess what? It was a bad night for everyone who voted for him, too. You just don't realize it yet.
And worst of all, it was a terrible night for my ratings. I'm going to lose my job. I'm going to lose my job. What am I going to do? Oh, God, what am I going to do? You know, I don't feel sorry for you, little Jimmy. I really don't. I don't feel sorry for you. I wish I could. I wish I had empathy for you. I don't even really pity you. And honestly, folks, you may have family members, I don't know, and maybe they don't want to talk to you anymore. Maybe you have longtime friends and they don't want to talk to you anymore because you're a Trump supporter. You know what? Okay. All right. You know what? Just wash your hands of those folks. Unbelievable what's going on in this game. All right, we got to take a break. 901-260-5926. We're talking about toilets coming up next.
If you've lost faith in humanity, clap your hands. If you've lost faith in humanity, and this is your villain origin story, if you've lost faith in humanity, clap your hands.
Got to have this as, can we make this our new theme song for the show, Dylan? Is that possible? The lyrics do need a little bit of polishing up. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We are drenched in liberal tears today, ladies and gentlemen, which could account for our high sodium levels. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our good friend. He is also the CEO of Stearns Media Group and a city councilman in Wichita, Kansas, Dalton Glasscock. Hey, Dalton, how's it going?
That's not the entry I expected when I called in today. I don't want to hear that again.
It's beautiful. There is so much. I don't know if you've been on the TikTok, but it's insane. The number of people who really do need mental and psychological help in this country.
It's a weeping and a moaning and a gnashing of teeth right now. It is people. It's chaos. It's chaos.
So look, I know that you were an adjunct at one time in your life. You actually taught on the college level, and there These university professors, I've got to share this with you, Dalton, and get your take on it. There's a professor of journalism and communication at the University of Oregon, and he actually wrote this message to the entire university. Apologies for the late notice. We will not have class today. To be honest, I'm trying to wrap my head around how such a fear-based, hate-based, white supremacy-based political campaign seems to have resonated with so many people yesterday. As an American, it's embarrassing. For anyone feeling the same as I do, please hang in there. I'm at a loss for words, blah, blah, blah. I mean, this guy, his job is to teach, Dalton, not to pontificate.
I think he needs to find a new job. If you can, if any of our employees sent me that message and said they couldn't come to work, they would no longer be employed with Starnes Media Group. And you don't just get to choose when and where you go to work if you made a commitment.
Isn't it fascinating, though, when you look at the exit polling data, the numbers coming in, it was Gen X, my generation, and Gen Z that really moved the needle for Donald Trump. And, you know, we're getting videos. I think we played some audio from Auburn University. You had hundreds of kids coming out and celebrating the Trump victory. You had students all over the country that are just really fired up. What do you make of that?
Young people can't afford a home. Like, they can't afford a home. They know their lives are not as good off as their parents' generation was. And so that's why that they chose to vote in a different way this year, because they didn't see the America that they were promised, and they didn't see the America they were promised because of the policies that Democrats have in the Harris-Biden administration. It's not just people went out and voted for Donald Trump. They voted for Republicans across the country because they were tired with the agenda of Democrats and the overspending that they saw that is negatively affecting their life, and they know that they're going to have to live with it for future generations.
But what I really love about this, Dalton, and maybe you can weigh in on this, I'm curious to hear your take. It's not like they just went out there like lemmings and cast their ballot for Republican. And, you know, we were encouraging people vote Republican from the top to the bottom of the ticket. But in some cases where you had situations where maybe you did not have good down ballot Republicans, they didn't vote for those people. I'm thinking about North Carolina, where they went overwhelmingly for Donald Trump. But Republicans lost the governorship, a lieutenant governorship race, attorney general race. I mean, you know, it's that
well,
tells you
that we have good candidates, too.
Yeah, good candidates. That's it. That's it. So I think that's huge. I want to play some audio for you before this is leading into our conversation about the problem with Wichita and toilets. This is from Morning Schmo today. And they were stunned to find out that, believe it or not, it cost a lot of money to go grocery shopping. Cut seven, please.
Good. I want to talk about economy for a second. A few weeks ago, somebody who was going to be voting for Kamala Harris came up to me and said, "Oh, my God, Trump's going to win." I go, "Why is that?" He goes, I went to the grocery store. Butter's over $3. I kind of laughed and I said, "Well, that's kind of reductive, isn't it?" Said it to myself. To him, I smiled and I said, "Good point." Mm-hmm. But it actually, what $7. Everything we're hearing after the election is,
I'm just
it
saying,
is
the seven.
What's that?
The $7.
What's that? Butter is $7?
Yeah.
What? Is it framed in gold?
So there you go. Is it framed in gold, anyway, Dalton? All right, we're good. It's framed in gold, Dalton. These people don't go grocery shopping. They don't. There's such a disconnect between the mainstream media and the average American.
No, there is. And I mean, you saw that when people went to the ballot box, and Democrats have an opportunity right now to be introspective and ask them, why did people reject us? Why did people reject our policies? And instead, they're going around claiming that people are xenophobic, homophobic, racist, and whatever worse they want. Instead of taking this moment to actually ask, why do we suck so bad? And why do people not want to vote for us? So if they are saying that Donald Trump is the man that he is, then why are we worse than him in the minds of most Americans?
Maybe that's your next adjunct class. Why do Democrats suck so bad?
That's going to be the headline that comes out of
that's
this.
That's a great headline. All right, let's talk about the crappers there in Wichita. That's what the British call them. So you guys are, what, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on porta potties? What is going on?
Hey, I'll start by I voted against this. $250,000 per porta potty. God, my house is not appraised at $250,000, and the average median home income or the average median home price in Wichita is $197,000. We're spending $50,000 more for a porta potty than a home in our city. This is ludicrous spending from the left, and these are the policies that people get pissed off by. I'm mad because this is not how government should be spending money, and it is offensive that we are spending that amount of money on a porta potty. And I could say a lot more things, but I'm going to keep my language clean today.
No, it's there's poop all over the place on this one. 4-3 was the vote, right? 4-3, and
it was.
So are those are the only we only have what, three Republicans on the Wichita City Council?
No, we have one Republican that sided with the three Democrats.
Of course,
there is the three in opposition were two Republicans and one Libertarian. And so this elections matter, and elections have consequences as well.
Well, they do. And I'm just trying to understand why they thought it was a good idea to go out there and spend more money. Then, like you pointed out, the average price of a house in Wichita is just under $200,000, and these porta potties are costing over $200,000 to over $250,000.
I don't understand it. Literally, there's no line of logic that can even be comprehensible to be able to get to that amount of money. And that is what happened on Tuesday. Voters saw the overspending from the federal level, the state level, and the local level, and they rejected it. And people, elected officials, need to wake up because voters have woken up. And they're going to wake up year after year because they're tired of these policies and they're tired of liberal policies destroying this country.
I was on Home Depot's website, and you can actually get a 12-inch toilet for like $99. I mean, that's, you know, pretty good deal.
Hey, I guess we need to go. Instead of, we'll close down Stearns Media Group and we'll open a porta potty business and sell it to local municipalities, and we're going to be rolling the dough, Todd.
Oh, I love that. Well, get this. Well, hold on. Here we go. You can actually get a gold-plated toilet like Trump has for $767.99 at Home Depot.
I think I saw those when we were at Mar-a-Lago. I think they're right down the hallway.
That's right. They do flush well. I'm just going to tell you. They do flush well. All right, Dalton, this is insanity. I will say this, though, that it's elections have consequences, and I am so glad and proud of you for standing up for what you believe in, because I have to imagine it would be easy just to go along to get along.
And that's what Republicans have to do. We have to not only stand up, but especially we have to say why we're voting the way we are. Liberals have controlled the narrative for way too long, and it's about time that Republicans step up and we say what we believe, why we believe, and call out these insane policies that we see across the country.
Yeah, I love that. All right. Wow. Well, Election Day, any surprises for you?
I was surprised with the margin, but I think it's a beautiful week in America, and I think it's going to be a great 4 years.
I love it. Check your text message when you when you get off the show.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. All right. Dalton Glascott, great city councilman, and he's a conservative. He's a fiscally conservative Republican, ladies and gentlemen. And honestly, Dalton, that's what we've got to have up in Washington. And I kind of like the out-of-the-box thinking with Elon Musk coming in and saying, okay, let's talk about government efficiency here.
Yes, and there's ways that you can have government efficiency, whether it's spending toilets, whether it's approving grants after only 24 days of efficacy. There is just such waste, and the federal government has pushed it down to local municipalities. Wichita, for example, got $70 million of ARPA funds, and at this point, we're just spending to spend because the money's there. And that is terrible for any level of government, and it's empowered by the federal government, and it's empowered by the federal government that was rejected on Tuesday.
So Grace Baker, Dalton, sent us a text message here, and she thinks that we should do this, that we should get into the porta-potty business, and she wants to call it Starnes Papa Squat.
I have no comment.
I find that
Grace will get your text after.
I am
stunned. She put a bad idea in your head.
I am stunned that Grace would write something like that. Somebody
clever, creative, it's quick. That's why we hired her.
Papa Squat. Oh, geez. Hey, you know what, Dylan? Hey, Dylan, let's do cut three as we say goodbye to Dalton Glascock. Dalton, always love having you on the show.
If you've lost faith in humanity, clap your hands. If you've lost faith in humanity, and this is your villain origin story, if you've lost faith in humanity, clap your hands.
All right, put those hands up, Glascock. Here we go now. All right. right. By the way, the fighting has already started. This is Senator John Thune, who was doing an interview just a few moments ago. Senator Thune is believed to be the odds-on favorite to be the next Senate Majority Leader. He is a replica, a puppet of Mitch McConnell, and he issued a warning to President Trump just a little while ago. Let's take a listen.
Is President-elect Trump involved in does he have a chosen preference in the Senate? Do you know, Senator? And will that come into play?
I don't know that he does. I'm staying in regular contact with him and with his team. And, you know, obviously, if he wants to, he could exert a considerable amount of influence on that. But honestly, I think my preference would be, and I think it's probably in his best interest to stay out of that. These Senate secret ballot elections are probably best left to senators, and he's got to work with all of us when it's all said and done. But whatever he decides to do, that's going to be his prerogative, as we know. And
how many others are?
We're going to have that election next Wednesday, and we'll have a new leader.
All right. There you go, folks. Look, this is a big deal. The problem with Trump's first 2 years in office is he did not have a Congress working alongside of him. And to make it even really worse, and what exacerbated the problem, is you had Republican leadership. The Republicans were in charge of everything, both houses of Congress. And they fought Trump tooth and nail, which is why we have to have a pro-Trump majority leader. If that person is Rick Scott, great. Let's put Rick Scott in there. Ted Cruz, Marsha Blackburn. Anybody but John Thune or John Cornyn. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Patty in Statesville, North Carolina. Hi, Patty. What say you?
Hey, Todd. I am so happy. And you know what? Make America God again. I got a hat saying that.
Is that right? Make America God again.
Well, who do you think saved him on July 13th? July 13th, etched in stone. He was meant to be president.
Patty, it's interesting you mentioned that. I wrote a column. It's up on Newsmax.com. And I truly do believe that the moment that he won the presidency was when he stood up, blood streaming from the side of his face in Butler County, Pennsylvania, on that stage. And he thrust his fist in the air and said, fight, fight, fight. That was the moment that I think Trump won the presidential election.
Todd, listen, we embrace God. The Democrats, they throw God away. They don't want God. The leftists, the socialists, the communists, they don't want God. We embrace God. Guess what? They can have their Bruce Springsteens. They can have their Lizzos. They can have all their junk from Hollywood. You know, we have the best one in we have the Lord.
Amen, Patty. Amen. And it's going to be a lot of fun to see the president put together his team. I know Don Trump Jr. Just did an interview and said that they want people in the administration, in the cabinet, who don't think they are smarter than Donald Trump. And I think that's a good call. I think that's actually a great call. So we're going to need people that are going to take President Trump's vision, his agenda, and run with it. That's what we need. Patty, God bless you and good hearing from you. I suspected you were having a good old time, a good old party, and I think that's wonderful. Well deserved. All right. Here's something J.D. Vance said, and this was filmed before the election, but here's what we can expect as soon as Trump takes our office. First of all, Trump is going to fire everybody within the federal government who works to obstruct him, and he has to. And we have got to be, folks, I'm telling you, we have to rule with an iron fist. No compromise with the Democrats. And the president's also going to have to start the massive deportations, and that's going to trigger, and you watch, go ahead and just record this, mark it down, and when it happens, you can go back and say, oh, yeah, we knew about this all along because Starnes told us. When Trump starts those mass deportations, you're going to see all the fake polling data coming out saying, well, Americans really don't want to get rid of all the illegals. And can't we just keep the dreamers? Nope. Everybody's got to go. Go right back to where you came from. You can apply to get here just like everybody else. And by the way, what about all those polls? Can you believe it? The only polling data that got it right was our guys. Matt Towery and Robert Cahaly from the Trafalgar Group. They're the only guys out there that got it right, aside from McLaughlin, who is Trump's personal pollster. Outside of those two, nobody got this right. And yet, we keep going back to these polling agencies. They are in the pocketbook of the left and the Democrats. And so are the ones that are done over at Fox News, by the way. Fox News' polling division is probably to the left of the New York Times and CNN. Let's go to Don in Morehead City, North Carolina. Hi, Don. What you got for us?
Yeah. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Good. Hey, I was calling about the professor at Oregon.
Yep. Get to it. We don't have a lot of time here, Don.
Okay. I can remember when we were under nuclear threats with the Bay of Pigs back in the 60s and I was in school. We would go out in the hallway and bend over and cover our heads and necks. There were no mental health days. There were no traumatized students. You just sort of dealt with it. And I think that what people need to realize is that with Iran and North Korea and China and Russia, we've got a lot more serious problems going on. And we need to deal with those and not worry too much about whether or not someone's a liberal or someone's a Republican.
Don, well said. We're going to have to leave it there. We are super late for a break here, and it's a fair point. I mean, there was a time when nobody got mental health days. I don't know what's wrong with this new generation. All right, don't forget, folks, tonight, 5 to 7, Germantown Pharmacy in Germantown, Tennessee. If you're in the area, I'm going to be doing a big book signing, our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. It is a fun read, part of the Germantown Pharmacy's big Christmas open house. Hope to see you there 5 to 7 o'clock tonight. Hour 3 of the big show coming up next. Stick around. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, Americans. I am Todd Starnes, your voice for hope and truth from border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Thank you so very much for joining us for this final hour, wrapping up 3 hours of broadcast excellence today. And we have a lot going on this hour of the program. Also, just want to remind all of our listeners in the Memphis area, I'll be doing a big book signing tonight, 5 to 7 in Germantown at the Germantown Pharmacy. It's their big Christmas open house, and I'll be signing copies of our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. So hope you come out, say hello, and check out all the wonderful things they have at Germantown Pharmacy. What a great town, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Also, Cassie tells me that during the break, a lovely listener, Katrina, her daughter, by the way, is celebrating a birthday, and Katrina was so kind, she brought by some delicious pumpkin bread from Katie's Kitchen. So, Katrina, thank you, and I will tell you that I did have a sliver of the pumpkin bread from Katie's Kitchen. It was absolutely delicious, and I'm washing it down here with my community coffee. So thank you again, Katrina. We really do have the greatest listeners in all the world right here on this program. So thank you all very much. I want you to write down our telephone number. You're going to need it this hour of the show, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Well, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today is our good friend from radio station WPG, Atlantic City, New Jersey, Harry Hurley. Harry, you got to be in a good mood today, my friend.
If you're not in a good mood today, then you're the problem. in a really good mood, President Trump won an electoral landslide. He wins the popular vote. It looks like both houses of Congress secured. This is an opportunity. And when President Trump said in the run-up to Election Day, a new golden age in America, I believe him.
And Harry, there had been a lot of hope and anticipation that maybe the president would have some gains in Democrat strongholds like New York State and like New Jersey. How did that end up?
Well, look, it wound up Democrats winning. However, President Biden won New Jersey by 16 points. President Trump lost New Jersey this time by 4 points.
Wow.
So that is a swing state now. There was huge movement in New Jersey. They held serve, but they're losing a lot of ground.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I mean, years ago, Jeff Van Drew, who was a longtime Democrat, switched parties and is now a Republican and doing a great job there.
Yeah, he's a special one. He won as a Democrat. He wins as a Republican. He's terrific. He's a great Republican now. He's very close with President Trump. He won with about 60% of the vote. If he was a Democrat, he still would have won with 60% of the vote because he's that good. He sees a throwback to what we used to see, but you don't see too much anymore. With him, it really isn't the party, although I don't say that he's proud. I mean, he is the only Republican in the history of America to switch from the majority party to the minority party. Now, they got the majority the very next year, but he went and did that. And he did that in the Oval Office, as you know, with President Trump, and he hasn't looked back ever since. He's terrific.
So there is a lot of talk, of course, about the House, still undecided, looking pretty good, though.
Yeah.
The Republicans will have a narrow majority there, but it will be a majority. The concern I have is that Republicans revert back to the old way of thinking, which is be conciliatory, compromise, work across party aisles. Harry, I think we got a mandate, and we ought to pound that mandate home.
Yeah, and I think also, too, with President Trump winning, that backwards mentality, and it would have been true, and it's always been true, especially when the margins are that close that you can only afford maybe three or four to peel off, and then you don't even have a majority. And I agree with you. Republicans, they've won the Senate, and they will win the House. But guess what? It might be one or two less than the five-vote majority last session, or it might be one or two more. So it's going to be close. But with President Trump at the helm, the Senate having control of the upper chamber, I don't think there's going to be time for the House to be stupid. They'll get on board. When you hear them talking right away about reconciliation, boom, they're going to get right in there and they're going to get it done, because I don't believe the American people are going to have much patience. I mean, we heard such things as no taxes on tip earners, no tax on Social Security, and all these other things. They're going to have to get right to it, or the very people that put them in are not going to be very happy.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I heard Laura Ingraham last night on Fox, and she called out Speaker Johnson. She was asking about illegal immigration and deportations, and he used the phrase comprehensive immigration reform. And that causes all of us to pucker a little bit because
she jumped on that. I saw that as well, Todd. She jumped on that, and he quickly pivoted and revised and extended his remarks. But he did say what you said, and that did cause pause.
We cannot have a situation like we had in the first 2 years of Trump's presidency, Harry, really, where, you know, you had Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell literally working against the Trump agenda.
Well, they're both gone. Ryan was a disgrace. McConnell, a disgrace. They're both going to be gone. And, you know, one's gone completely. One will be gone in the leadership position. I guess it's going to be either Rick Scott or John Thune will be the next majority leader. And I don't see them doing anything other than going with the Trump agenda. Trump won with a mandate, as you said. He's the first Republican in 20 years to win the popular vote. And I don't know if you agree, but this took away the Democrats. When they saw that Harris was going down the tubes on election night, they started crowing about the popular vote because they weren't even keeping track that Trump was also winning that. They always use that as a way to make you legitimate. Now, of course, if Harris had won the Electoral College and Trump the popular vote, they would forget all about that. Trump winning both, there are no legitimacy claims that can be made, at least seriously. They'll make stupid claims. And he has the moral authority and he has the mandate to govern.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And I'm with you. I don't think that takes away from the Electoral College. Just think it reinforces the idea that this is a mandate, that this is what the American people, you know, want, and
right.
They do.
It's not a narrow win. It's not like sneaking in there. It's, you know, like if you look at Bush v. Gore, it comes down to 39 days later, and Gore won the popular vote, so they got to say that Bush was illegitimate. Trump wins the popular vote. That gives him the nationwide cred that he was the American people's choice. And that's impressive when you think about the fact that he's going to lose California by 5 million votes. He's going to lose New York State by a couple of million. He's going to lose Illinois by a lopsided, you know, crooked number. And yet he's still going to win the nation. It was an impressive election performance for President Trump, considering his third straight election.
Well, yeah. And this is, I think, the second president in American history to be reelected like this in a non-consecutive term. So there you go.
1892, Grover Cleveland.
That's right.
The company. So you're talking about he's like a once in a century person to come along.
It's fascinating. And Harry, right now we have to bask in the glory and the celebration and the excitement of it all. But in reality, my question is, all right, how do we not only maintain this, but how do we grow? What is the what does it look like?
I think this is how it's going to get done. And for those who don't know, in Todd's audience, I worked for President Trump. I interviewed with President Trump. I was directly hired by President Trump. We're friends for all these years. I know how he thinks. I know how he works. The day after the election, he's already on the transition. They are already looking at resumes. They're looking at who will be Secretary of State. They're looking at all the, you know, and by the way, Ben Carson might be coming back. Betsy DeVos might be coming back. You might see something like Marco Rubio leave the Senate and join the cabinet. I think that a man who served as director of CIA and also as Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, I think is a likely defense secretary. Todd, this is going to be a strong, you know, Bergen's going to be in there. Look at Elon Musk. He's going to be in there. Bobby Kennedy Jr. This is a time to be very excited because business people, serious people, not swamp creatures, government creatures, people that have signed the front of a check, that haven't sucked off the government dole for their whole lives. This is a serious bunch that's coming in, Todd.
No, it is. And I also want to mention Tennessee Senator, my Senator Bill Hagerty, who's been mentioned as a possible Secretary of State. And he would be a tremendous source. He served in the first Trump term as an ambassador to Japan and really distinguished himself. And the names you're just reading off there, you're right. Those are serious people. They come with some intellectual heft. And they also have pretty darn good conservative credentials as well.
Exactly, and I agree with you completely on Hagerty. So I know one of the great things that Trump has going for him is he's not a stranger to the job. It takes over 2-3 years just to figure out the job. He's got the job figured out. He's also had the spectrum of observation of these last 4 disastrous years where he paid very close attention to domestic and foreign issues. He's ready to go. You're talking about a running start from before day one. You'll see, they'll have everything buttoned down before January 20th even happens. There'll be no James Comey saying, hey, we fooled these newbies and snookered them and suckered them, and he won't have any of that. He'll be coming in and firing the political creatures that have weaponized our different departments. It's going to be a great 4 years, Todd.
Harry, my favorite gif, and there have been a lot of them over the past 48 hours, there's one, I think they may have filmed this in Atlantic City at the slot machines, and you've got just a row of old people, and they're just hitting that, you know, they don't have the levers anymore. You got to hit the button.
I know.
And they said, this is the U.S. Senate confirming 30-year-old Supreme Court justices and federal judges.
Todd, look at it this way. You might see Clarence Thomas, I think, has been looking to retire, but no way, no how was he going to retire with Joe Biden or if Harris had won. And you might see Sam Alito. So think about what you just said.
5.
You're going to have the 3 that Trump put in the first time. He's going to get to put in, I believe, at least 2. When is the last time you've heard of one president putting 5 justices on the Supreme Court?
It's insane. And this is really going to reshape the federal judiciary, and that's a huge thing. And again, the idea of putting young conservatives on the bench in the federal judiciary, that's huge, and that's game-changing right there.
Well, look, if you look at what the Democrats would do, if they had the Supreme Court, the radical changes that they would make would be unfathomable. So Trump, if he gets two more picks, and who knows, you never know, he might get a third.
Well, Sotomayor is not doing well health-wise, and you're going to have, if you remember RBG, that was the huge complaint, step down, otherwise Obama would have been able to replace her, and that did not happen.
Oh, no, and in fact, it went the other way. So you're talking about what a swing in terms of, you know, the core composition that is. But if Trump gets two more, and I know he's going to get at least one, but he'll probably get two, he will affect that court for 30 or 40 years.
Yeah, that's it. All right, Harry, good stuff. We're going to check back in with you. It's time to celebrate, my friend.
It is, my friend. Great to be with you.
All right, Harry Hurley, everybody, WPG in Atlantic City. The guy's got a street named after him. In Atlantic City, New Jersey. That's pretty cool. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to open up the phone lines here. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Hey, coming up tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern, watch the Todd Starnes Show on Newsmax. We have a great lineup for you. Our continuing coverage of the election of President Donald J. Trump. The cabinet being created. We're also watching those big, big House races as well. We're going to give you a blow-by-blow breakdown tonight starting at 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. And Newsmax is also excited because we have a planned IPO, and you may be eligible to buy preferred shares in Newsmax before any IPO. You can find out now at NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back, everybody. The celebration continues, and you know it's going to be a lot of fun on Inauguration Day. My only regret is that Trump sold a Trump International Hotel there in Washington. It used to be the old U.S. Post Office, and now Waldorf Astoria owns it. And look, they do a nice job, and that's a lovely brand, a hotel brand. I've stayed at the Waldorf properties all over the country. But I'm telling you, if you really want to splurge, and you really want to live life on the high side, and you want the ability to be able to flush a gold-plated commode, you got to stay at a Trump International Hotel property. There is nothing like it. Let me see. The one thing I'd like to do whenever I travel is I want to make sure I'm staying at a nice place, right? I do a lot of traveling. Most of it's for business. And so I want to make sure, you know, if I'm able to enjoy it, the hotel, I want to enjoy it. So typically I would stay at like a Ritz-Carlton, you know, property. And that is the creme de la creme of hotels. And they just do a really great job of service and taking care of you. And let's say you arrive on a flight and your suit is wrinkled and you need something. They'll take care of it immediately. An hour later, you'll have a nice freshly pressed suit in your hotel room. And I thought, wow, it can't get any better than the Ritz-Carlton. And then I stayed at Donald Trump's properties. And Trump International Hotel is, I've just never seen anything like it. It is always the best. But what's even more interesting, I make it a point to talk with staff when I'm staying at one of those kinds of hotels. And the staff at the Trump hotels, they say nothing but incredible things about the entire experience of working for the family business, of the jobs they have, the promotional opportunities. And that tells me a lot about who Donald Trump is and the people he has running his companies. And I think that's a pretty noble thing. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Coming up again, 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock this evening in the Memphis area, I'll be signing books at the Germantown Pharmacy. It's their big Christmas open house. It is a fun, fun shop. You can get your drugs. You can get some, they have the best pound cake in all the city, and lots of other treats as well. And of course, I'll be there signing copies of our daily biscuit devotions with a drawl. And I would love for you to get yourself a signed copy today from 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock at the Germantown Pharmacy. All right. I want to go back here before we bring in Bianca de la Garza. And I want to go back to this issue of why Trump got elected. This man is a blue-collar billionaire, And the reason why he got elected, and there's a very simple reason why, and I want you to understand this. It's very simple. He gets us, and we get him. When he tells a joke, we get it. When he went to Detroit, Michigan, and remember how the media brutalized him because he said, you know, Detroit, it looks like a war zone or whatever he said, or that Puerto Rico was they had the joke at the Madison Square Garden event. Look, the media didn't get it, but we, the people, got it. The people of Detroit got what he was saying. And they actually interviewed a lady in Detroit, and she said, yeah, we understood exactly what he was saying, that we are living in a war zone, but he wants to fix it. And people understood that. And that's why he got elected. He understands us. We understand him. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Show. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Great to have you with us as our celebrations continue. We have got a lot going on today. Again, don't forget the book signing tonight, 5 to 7 at the Germantown Pharmacy in beautiful Germantown, Tennessee. We would love to see all of our Tennessee listeners drop by today. Then 5 o'clock Eastern, you can watch the Todd Stearns Show on Newsmax 2. Well, our next guest has a brand new book out, and that is always big doings. The name of the book, write this down. We have it in our live show blog. It's called Incoming on the Front Lines of the Left's War on Truth. The author is a national cable news host on Newsmax TV, Bianca De La Garza. Bianca, good to have you on the show.
Hey, Todd, it's great to be with you and your listeners, and congratulations on your book and the big signing today. I'm so happy for all your success.
Well, likewise, Bianca, and you're just crushing it over there on Newsmax. And first of all, you just sound very chipper. I mean, most conservatives are still exhausted after Tuesday.
I am so excited. I was up for almost 24 hours, you know, with the coverage here. Was on N2, where your show airs as well, until about 3:30 in the morning. No, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just the hope and the excitement for the nation. I'm still riding high. Maybe adrenaline, maybe all that coffee in the bloodstream hasn't really dissipated yet, Todd. But I there's no time to be tired, right? Because now the work begins.
Well, it is, and it's a lot of work. And I love the name of the book, you know, On the Front Lines of the Left's War on Truth. And I think the media, you know, when you look at how they behaved during this election cycle, I mean, it really was appalling, because I don't think it was done out of ignorance. I think it was pretty intentional.
You're right. This was willful. This was deceitful. And it is, I think, the rot that we see in big media, but exposed, right? Because the truncated elections, you know, I was at the RNC, I was at the DNC, you know, Incoming talks about the book, Incoming talks about sort of how they were able to try and cover for Joe Biden up until the very end, Todd, and then try to sell her as the candidate of choice. But it is willful every step of the way. And now they can't even admit that it was the policies. They're trying to say it's racist Hispanics is the reason why Kamala didn't get elected. These people are nuts. Legacy media has been totally complicit in all of this. And I love that Americans went to the ballot box, droves in early numbers, early voting, and said, no, we the people. We had to do it. The book talks about the mainstream media and the effect of Elon buying X, and you know, Elon now maybe part of Trump's cabinet. How exciting.
Yeah, we were just talking about that in an earlier segment. The intellectual heft of the names already being considered for some of these cabinet positions. But I am most excited about someone like Elon, the sort of outside the box guy who can come in here and really clean up the swamp.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, all of these roles and Donald Trump, and you know Donald Trump, he's part of, you've interviewed him. I know it's part of your brand new book, too. And, you know, when I talk about what we've gone through and seen here on the front lines, you know, it really does come with the fact that they were able to sort of infiltrate this first presidency. And Donald Trump is battle tested now. The people around him are going to be vetted differently. There's going to be a whole different, you know, ball game here. And that's what I think is so exciting about a Trump 47 presidency. But I also think, and part of what I wanted to write about when I started this book, I didn't know there would be, you know, two assassination attempts and a coup. But, you know, the hope that Donald Trump really does bring with him and the message he has to sort of bring this nation together. I think that we have permission now to talk about God in a way we never have before. You can't see Donald Trump take a bullet for the country and not understand he also is a changed man. So I know you talk about this on your program, and when we talk to people out in this great nation, you know, we are going to move forward and we are going to heal despite what the radical left has tried to do to our families, to our schools, to our children, and even to the boardrooms there with their DEI policies.
Yeah, I've got an essay up on Newsmax.com this morning, and I really do think that the pivotal moment that led to what happened on Tuesday was when he rose up off of that platform in Butler County with the blood streaming down his cheek, the fist raised, and you've got a chapter titled Fight, Fight, Fight in the book. I think that was the moment.
I agree, Todd. I think that was the moment we also saw how close it was for us to have Trump be out of the situation. Of course, the left would have loved that. Can you imagine the chaos that would have come through that? And I think the fight that when he did that instinctively, you know, in a moment of complete stress, trauma, whatnot, for him to instinctively go to that place, I think it gave Americans sort of a comeuppance of like, we have to fight too, because the war is also on our free speech. The war is, like I said, on our children. You don't realize how close it is to being ripped out of your hands. Because we live in America, we live in this great nation. We don't live in other countries where they suppress, you know, your speech, your thought, your religion, your ability to do everything. I think that was a moment. I agree with you that we kind of looked at this and said, this is a leader for the time, for the ages. And even people who before may not have, you know, liked Donald Trump, you know, they were against the mean tweets. You got to get over that. You have to realize that his heart, his character, who he is as a person is so pure and true, and I do believe it continued on with the garbage truck, with McDonald's, with the fact that he's fighting for people, and he didn't have to do it. He always says, like, I didn't have to get back into this, and all the lawfare, why would someone choose to do any of that if they weren't actually looking to make this nation great again? You wouldn't, and he is, and now I think the best thing is we are, and that's what's so inspiring, I think, about where we are in this nation. I think we all woke up, or maybe took a nap on the election night,
right,
and had a collective sigh of relief. I've been feeling relief. I've been getting so many, you know, people saying, God save this nation. Thank you. Oh, I'm so happy. There's relief, Todd, right?
Well, it is, and it's palpable. You can feel it. And, you know, I know Kamala was talking about vibes all the time. Yeah, that's the vibe I'm feeling here. Bianca de la Garza is our special guest today. She's a host at Newsmax, has a brand new book out called Incoming, and you got to get a copy of this. But Bianca, I want you to, you have such an amazing life story and history as a journalist. I mean, we're talking Tim Time, Emmy nominated, award winning journalist, and you joined Newsmax in 2021. But tell us what you did before you got to Newsmax.
Oh, sure. Thank you for asking. You know, it's incredible how fast life goes. I can't believe I'm approaching, you know, over 25 years in this business, which I love. Journalism to me has been not just a job. I really feel it's a calling. I got into it. I was 20 years old. My first job was in Albany, New York. A news director, I write about this in my book, took a chance on me, and I was really taught covering politics, George Pataki, Hillary Clinton, her Senate run, that was a coronation, Chuck Schumer. So I really cut my teeth on some hard-nosed politics when I was young, growing up in the field, and really taught just to, you know, get the story and not just tell narratives or take talking points, which all the journalists, you know, in big media now do today. They just take, you know, Ian Sam's, you know, latest press release and regurgitate it. From there, I went to San Diego. I spent 2 years covering the southwestern border in Arizona, Tijuana, shut down an illegal sweatshop that was locking in migrants. You know, obviously, we back then you'd see a few illegals, you know, if you did a stakeout. Now, you know, flash forward a few years ago when I was in Roma, Texas, you know, it's just the poorest border. There is no border. So I spent a lot of time covering different markets, went back to Boston where I grew up, covered 9/11, covered the weapons of mass destruction speech and standing outside the UN. really, you know, cut my teeth on more politics and also the church sex abuse scandal at the Vatican. And I talk about my faith walk because, you know, that was something that sort of shook my faith. That's sprinkled in throughout the book, and how just what I've seen in the past 25 years and how my love for this journalism career has really allowed me to see that being the voice for the voiceless and that the conduit of people who are holding the microphones is the most critical thing, because a free and fair functioning press is everything. Elon Musk gets it. We almost lost it. That's how communism begins, because when you have state-run media, you control people. And I'm just so grateful that we work at a place, you know, like Newsmax, where we are able to broadcast and speak the truth to so many people. A book was endorsed by Governor Mike Huckabee, who's a regular on my show and probably yours too, and just talking about how, you know, you have to have journalists who are doing the job or everything kind of starts to erode. And we see that. And I do see the emergence of, you know, people who never thought they'd be red-pilled, and now they are. And that's hopeful. It's hopeful because the legacy media has no shred of decency, accountability, or respect. And I cannot wait for Donald Trump to get back in that White House and actually see that White House briefing and how it is handled, because there will be questions asked, not just of the media, who I believe they're more like Democratic operatives sitting in that briefing room.
No, and I think you really touched on something, and you again talked about the longevity of your career, and you know the same here. You know, spending 15 years at Fox, and when I got hired, I was a reporter, a straight reporter, anchor, and you know we told the stories. That's what we were supposed to do. We're missing that, and unfortunately, a lot of these news outlets are hiring kids right out of journalism school. And that's, you know, they've been indoctrinated. They don't have a lot of real-time experience. And now you've got kids that are 24, 25 years old being White House correspondents. And I think that's a big, big problem in our industry.
It is. And they're coming out of universities where we know these Marxist professors have gone over and taken, you know, the CRT and taught them that the white man is the oppressor. So we've kind of had this sort of long game that the universities have played. I think that is also, you know, part of the destruction and part of the war from the left is putting these people inside our institutions, because now they've got the minds that they've corrupted. So it really has been such a it was a slow sort of seeding, but then I think it ramped up when they saw Donald Trump and they realized what an existential threat he is to the swamp, to the system. And when I write about that, I kind of point back to all of where this started. But these people who are teaching our children are not teaching them real history, and they're not teaching them how to understand how demented it is that you would have people who try to separate you from your family. It goes back to like a playbook out of Mao. And, you know, these kids that come up, you're right, in journalism, so they've been indoctrinated. They go out and don't want to report any of the truth because they don't understand it. It's the ignorance that starts at such a young age. And again, you know, and you see it, people can't afford the price of gas or groceries. So people are exhausted. They have literally got people on a hamster wheel trying to survive. So then it separates them from also being able to understand, because they're overwhelmed and the kids just get fed social media, which is all fed to them through algorithms. It's so dangerous and destructive, and it kind of happened in plain sight, but also there's no one, hardworking Americans are not to blame for what has happened. But now that they've woken up and see the evil forces that have permeated and also allowed people to come into our country who could be terrorists, who probably are, you know, here, at least very clear FBI director says Hezbollah cells are here. Now it becomes a point of, you know, where deportations must happen. And we cannot have governors like Maura Healey in Massachusetts saying we will stop this, because our way of life also ensures that we need to have safety. We need to have children that can go to school, that can walk down the street during summer, and not like poor Jocelyn Nungare end up becoming a victim by people who shouldn't be in our country. There's so much at stake here. And thank God we actually have a leader now who understands what is happening in our country and has a solution, unlike Kamala Harris, who is just going to, you know, turn us down a disastrous path.
All right, Bianca, we got to leave it there. Folks, again, the name of the book, Incoming, On the Front Lines of the Left's War on Truth. You can get a copy today. It's a terrific book, and it's the first of what I suspect will be many trying to figure out what happened in this election cycle, but hers is the first, which is why you need it. Bianca, we will see you on Newsmax later this afternoon.
Okay, sounds great, and have a great time at the signing. I wish I was in the area. I'd stop by. Thank you for having me on today, and congratulations on all your success.
Well, thanks. Well, they're serving mocktails, too. I didn't realize that, so Forget
well,
about
that's
the,
another reason.
Yeah, there you go.
Up.
All right, Bianca De La Garza, everybody, and be sure to watch her as well on Newsmax TV. By the way, just saw this item. This veteran CBS News reporter Jan Crawford. This is from Fox News. Joseph Wolfson is the writer. A veteran CBS News reporter Jan Crawford took a swipe at the New York Times over a headline she said is anti-Trump. Wow, who knew CBS had a pro-Trump reporter on staff? So the she was upset because someone tweeted out, here we go. Well, the New York Times tweeted out, Trump's America, victory changes nation's sense of itself. Crawford responded, isn't the headline here really victory reveals New York Times doesn't understand nation? Wow, good for you, Jan. It's a great point, though. They don't get us. The fact is, most of these people have no idea. When was the last time many of these people were actually at a grocery store? That's what I want to know. All right, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. Going to your calls next. All right. Tomorrow, we're going to break down these California numbers. Very excited about Latino voters moving to the Republican ledger. Going to be a lot of fun. Let's go to the phone, see if we can work in some calls. Edward's been hanging on for a while, Gainesville, Georgia. So, Edward, I understand you actually went to a Trump resort. Is that right?
We did. We went to the Trump resort in Doonbeg, Ireland, and stayed for several days and played golf. You need to look it up. It's spectacular. Everybody over there loves Trump. They don't understand why America didn't till now, and now we do. And actually, the way that I found out how that Trump won was I woke up at like 4:30 in the morning, and I looked at my phone, and the guy that drove us around Ireland, his name is Raddick, had texted me at 3:22 and said, congratulations, Trump 2024.
Is that right?
And so I turned on the news, and then I drank coffee, and then I was exhausted.
Right.
As we all were.
I bet you were. So you and was it you and your wife, or did you go solo?
No, it was me and my wife. And then our son goes to Georgia Tech, and he was doing a semester over there in Galway. So I found the resort, and we went over. We booked it for several days, and went over there with him for a week and stayed and played golf and just like you said, they're just spectacular. Everybody there is just perfect. Just great people, and they couldn't understand how America, they're like, Donald Trump will come into our restaurant, into the bar, not the fancy restaurant. They said he will come into the actual bar, Trump bar, and sit down and order fish and chips and a Coke and sit there and talk to them for an hour and ask them, how can I make your life better? What can we do to make your job better? And they just love him over there. And even this Raddick guy that just drives cars. He said, we love Trump. He's a businessman.
Yeah, it's you hear those stories over and over again, and he's just the phrase blue-collar billionaire, he's just a regular guy. And I think that really comes with his growing up in Queens, which is a good working-class neighborhood, working with all the construction guys and gals over the years. And I will say this, Edward, if you and your wife ever find yourself down in Palm Beach and you're at Mar-a-Lago and you have a chance to order food, his mom's meatloaf is on the recipe at Mar-a-Lago. It's on the menu there. You gotta try the meatloaf.
I'll try that. We love your show, and my son actually works at WDUN there in Gainesville.
Is that right?
Yeah. So anyway, we love your show. I listen to you every day, so we appreciate what you do.
Well, Edward, thank you so much, and we love our friends at WDUN. Great people, great family-owned radio station. We need more of those in America. Edward, thanks for calling in. Folks, again, tonight, 5 to 7, if you're in the Memphis area, we'd love for you to come out. I'm going to be signing copies of our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl at Germantown Pharmacy. That's over by Saddle Creek off Poplar. You guys know where that is. Folks, it's going to be a lot of fun, 5 to 7. In the meantime, head over to ToddStarns.com and 5 o'clock Eastern, I'll be over at Newsmax. I got to do a TV show, too. Be good, America.